This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, this is hour number two. And this is Lock and Load. And, you know, as we do. Coming up, we're going to find out what is the latest in the gun culture, and we're going to do that by going to the authority on that, or at least the one putting the latest stuff out, and that would be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. I just saved you the trouble of going, well, I don't know that I'm the authority, but you do put the latest stuff out, so anyway.
Well, thanks for that. Good to be with you.
Yeah. So let's look at this. Lucky Gunner. And so apparently there's been a settlement. And it says, is this a typo? While the media and anti-gun orgs hail Lucky Gunner settlement as a bit win, is it a bit win or a big win?
That is a typo. Is a typo? Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for catching that.
So as a big win, so they think it's a big win. We're going to go with a big win. Tell me about this. I didn't even know they were. Who sued him?
This was as a result of the shooting in Santa Fe, Texas in 2018. And the parents of one of the people, one of the students who was murdered that day, threw in with Every Town for Gun Control and Michael Bloomberg's minion. And sued Lucky Gunner, who sold ammunition to the shooter. And at the time that he sold to them, he was underage. He was, I think, 17 at the time. So they sued him, they sued Lucky Gunner, and tried basically, they were using it as another exercise in lawfare, trying to bankrupt Lucky Gunner, and to get around the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. The suit was appealed to the Texas Supreme Court, which allowed it to go forward. And when that happened, the Lucky Gunner arrived at some sort of undisclosed settlement with the survivors of the plaintiff, and that was really it. Lucky Gunner had, I believe, after the fact, put in more stringent software and other methods of determining the age of the people they're selling to, because then, of course, anybody that get their hands on a credit card can buy things and say, yes, I'm 18 years old. So it's only so much any online retailer can do. They put all that into effect in 2019. So this lawsuit kept chugging along in the courts, and when the Supreme Court in Texas allowed it to continue, ruling somehow that it doesn't violate the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, they made a judgment that they would settle with the plaintiff for an undisclosed amount, and that was really it. Every town and the media, like the Houston Chronicle and a number of other outlets, hailed this as some big, huge, groundbreaking, first of its kind event. It's not. Remington settled with the people in Connecticut. Sometimes you make a cost-benefit analysis, as Lucky Gunner did here, and say, look, this is just not worth it. Every town claimed that they won some sort of a mandate that Lucky Gunner put in place some sort of age verification system. They already did that. They did that in 2019. Every town really came away from this with absolutely nothing. That's really the long and short of it. But, of course, they had to trumpet this as some sort of a big win for the cause of gun control and holding the evil gun industry accountable.
Well, I mean, the Remington didn't settle with them. That was their insurance company that settled with them, right? They said, this is how much, this is as much insurance as we got, and you can have that.
It was the bankrupt shell of Remington, whatever, right. Whoever was still making decisions. I guess it was the creditor committee that was left after the old Remington, you know, the Freedom Group Remington that crashed and burned. They made that decision, and the insurers were still on the line for some of that, and they just decided, let's just end it this way. My guess is they could have continued to fight that and might very well have won. But again, plaintiffs or respondents in these suits make a cost-benefit analysis. And, you know, this was Lucky Gunner fighting against every town, which is owned and operated by Michael Bloomberg, who's got a net worth north of $75 billion.
Yeah.
So, now, obviously, he doesn't put all of that into every town, but every town has, for all intents and purposes, unlimited funds to fight these kinds of things. Lucky Gunner does not.
Right.
And Lucky Gunner made a prudent decision to say, look, let's put an end to this, and we'll go on and continue doing what we've been doing now for 5 years with the best age verification system we can come up with. And they've been doing it that way ever since.
This is this reminds me of that gun control legislation they passed, where they're out there saying this is the first major gun control stuff we passed in 30 years. But then when you look at it, you say, yeah, but what exactly does this do? What's an enhanced background check from an 18 to 21 year old? How many are being denied on that one? And I don't even know if they've implemented that. What was the other thing they wanted? I can't remember what was the other thing. They had two. Oh, they were going to incentivize the red flag orders.
Yes, they're incentivizing states to enact red flag law. Yeah, that was all just one big media opportunity.
Yeah, it was a virtue signal.
Yeah, and it gave the president the ability to generate a press release and take a victory lap saying, here, I finally got a federal gun control law signed, the first one in 30 years, and it was a wonderful little exercise in self-gratification for a bunch of usual suspects in the Senate and the gun control industry.
Yeah, they'll settle for very little.
Right, as a practical matter, it does almost nothing.
Sort of like the Lucky Gunner thing. So, I mean, they already had that in place. I guess what it boils down to is didn't it sort of prove the cause that we get out there and say, well, you know, a criminal is going to break the law. So I guess this kid in Texas, he got called with a credit card and said, yes, I'm above 21. And, I mean, what are they supposed to do?
Exactly. How if you're an online retailer, there's no way beyond that that you can do anything. It's like if you click on if you want to buy cigars online, you got to click on it. Are you over 18 or 21? Or I don't know even what the law is for buying tobacco. And you click yes. Okay, fine. I mean, you could be 11 years old and click that same button.
Sure.
If you get all of your father's credit cards, you get yourself a box of cigars.
There you do. Hang on for me right there, if you will. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Timmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And this next little bit, I mean, New Yorkers are beginning to understand one thing, that signs don't do nothing. I'm looking at this picture. Is that a genuine gun-free, is that a genuine New York State gun-free zone sign?
Yes, it is.
Because that looks like I printed it on my Canon Pro 100 printer, and they laminated it, and they use zip ties to tie it to
the pole. They took it down to Kinko's and had it laminated. And, yeah, that's exactly pretty much exactly what they did. They probably did that at a cost of about $1,000 per sign to get it printed and then mounted on each pole in and around Times Square. But everybody feels really good about it, so that's what's important.
Yeah. I think if I were gonna be a rampage killer in New York, the first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna claim to be illiterate and partially blind. Can't be seeing those signs without those signs. I mean, I can't see the signs. Can't read them. I mean, gosh,
just how are you supposed to know it's a gun-free zone if you can't read it?
It's an issue, and I mean, you know, I'm a victim. Anyway, what are the good citizens of New York City finding out about gun-free zone signs?
Well, they're finding out that criminals don't give a damn about gun-free zones and totally ignore that, which is going to come, you know, that comes as no surprise to anybody with any sort of basic critical thinking skill. Of course, everybody knew this was going to happen as soon as they did this, but in response to the Bruin ruling, the state of New York had temper tantrums. And after losing the case in the Supreme Court, and enacted a range of laws governing concealed carry, one of which is to expand the number of, quote, sensitive areas, unquote, to encompass huge swaths of New York City and lots of places in New York State, one of which specifically is the Times Square area. And as you say, and as anyone who goes to our site can see, that's what that sign looks like, and they appear all over the place in Times Square. Now, nobody, again, with any sort of reasonable above room temperature IQ, thought that that would keep people from carrying firearms in Times Square if they're criminal, because that's not what criminals do. They carry no matter where they are. And a stupid laminated sign on a light post isn't going to stop them. And strangely enough, it didn't. Thursday night, about 5:30, Times Square, tens of thousands of people all over the place, right outside a Shake Shack restaurant, two men shot and killed another man from the Bronx right there at 8th Avenue and West 44th Street, well within the designated Times Square gun-free zone area. And everybody acts shocked. The New York Times ran an article that Times Square killing tests New York's push to curb gun violence. And they actually got to give the New York Times credit because I quote somebody who is in charge of the Times Square business there, and he said people feel emboldened to carry guns in the street. Tom Harris, retired New York Police Department inspector, and president of the Times Square Alliance, which promotes businesses and coordinates major events. A gun-free zone is not going to stop a criminal from carrying a gun. I'd like to nominate Mr. Harris as mayor of New York, because that seems to be a concept that's lost on Eric Adams, the Biden of Brooklyn, which the article goes on to quote as well. And he says, you know, Jesus is the heart of our city. We want to make sure that everybody's safe. But this shooting underscores the need to ensure that Times Square remains a sensitive location. In other words, we need to keep doing exactly what we're doing and keep these signs up because they obviously are keeping everyone safe. All evidence to the contrary.
Well, I mean, the way it actually functions, it could as easily be called a self-defense prohibited sign.
Yes, so, and of course, that's exactly what it is. And as people like John Lott have shown over the years, mass shooters overwhelmingly pick designated gun-free zone areas to carry out their attacks, schools, malls, and other places, a lot of work places of business. That prohibit their employees from carrying firearms, they know they'll be unchallenged. Every once in a while, that isn't the case. There are some places like that where, despite the property owner's preference, people carry anyway. Hence, Eli Dickin in the Indiana Mall, and as people like John Lott have shown, also 45 to 50% of all mass shootings are stopped by civilians who with firearms
in a place in a place where they can carry them, right?
Yes, exactly, exactly. But again, just ask Eric Adams. And,
well,
it
I mean,
just shows that we need to keep doing what we're doing.
Well, you know, with that particular stat, what they do is they take and conflate it and bring in all those gun-free zone shootings and say, well, you know, nobody stops a rampage killer. That's a myth. It's a myth. Civilians don't stop it, but it isn't. And it's actually, I mean, you know, like, while I like Eli Dickens and I like the result he got, the way he got it, I really like Nick Melly back at the Clackamas Mall in Oregon.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's one that's farther down, you know, doesn't get as much attention.
Well, that's because he didn't shoot.
He
pulled
exactly.
his weapon. He pulled his weapon, and he let himself be seen by the rampage killer, who killed exactly the same amount of people they say are going to be killed in a rampage shooting when there is a armed civilian present. He killed 2.5 people, and then he was walking through the mall looking for more people to shoot, and then he saw Nick Melly with his Glock 22 behind cover, and then somehow he went into an access hallway and used an AR-15 to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I'm sure there's ways to do it. I've got sort of short arms. I don't know that I could extend it that far out to be able to do that with.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, so. But I mean, whenever that happens, though, that and the other times that it happens, most of the time they're not shooting anybody either. So I mean, the Eli Dickens is actually sort of what is the percentage now? Didn't that go up? The percentage of people actually. We'll have to cover this when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. I'll ask you the question when we get back if you know the answer to it. I don't know the answer to it, but anyway. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you can find the very latest. And I mean, this gets updated on Sunday. It gets updated on Sunday. And that's sort of interesting. Most people don't do that if you look around the websites. If you're looking for the latest in the gun culture, this is where you would go. Because it gets updated on a constant basis. It never just sits. But you're never going to see thetruthaboutguns.com just sit there for longer than 10 minutes. And then it's going to change. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Efforts to recover the debris from three unidentified objects shot down in North American airspace over the weekend are underway, but it's not an easy process, according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
The objects in Alaska and Canada are in pretty remote terrain, ice and wilderness, all of that making it difficult to find them in winter weather.
He added officials are still trying to figure out what they are, where they came from, and what are their capabilities. The death toll from the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, topping 35,000. The death toll rising as aid from countries like the U.S. arrives. U.S. Air Force has brought in nearly 6,000 tons of equipment and aid since the disaster hit. Could be another stormy week for millions of Americans. Arizona and Colorado dealing with precipitation today, but a new storm coming later this week may be cause for concern. Denver set to get hit with snow on Wednesday, while southern states could be in for some severe weather. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and let's move on to, neither one of us know the number we were talking about in the last segment, so I will find that and I will throw it out at you, but we are going to stand fast that 4,400 times a day, you out there, defend yourself with guns successfully and stop a crime, 4,400 times a day. Anyway, Alec Baldwin, is he the most arrogant man alive?
If he isn't the most, he's amongst them.
Okay.
He's certainly up there. He, of course, is he and Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who was at least nominally the weapons wrangler on the set of Rust when they were shooting in New Mexico, have both been charged with felony involuntary manslaughter in the shooting of Helena Hutchins, as everybody knows. A special prosecutor was appointed in Santa Fe to examine the whole case and suggest to bring charges and prosecute the case. Mr. Baldwin, of course, has spared no expense in his own defense, and has a all-star team of lawyers fighting this, and they are fighting back against some of the charges. First, they want the special prosecutor tossed. They want that person disqualified because they say that the special prosecutor is also a state legislator. Why that person was picked, I'm not sure. But they are, apparently they are, and Baldwin's attorneys claim that violates New Mexico's constitution, which can't somehow be a sitting legislator and act as a special prosecutor I'm no lawyer. I haven't read the New Mexico Constitution, but that's their claim. The other one claim that they're fighting against is a firearm enhancement to the charges. The charge of involuntary manslaughter, the potential penalty is enhanced because a firearm was used in the commission of the manslaughter, the alleged manslaughter. But that law was apparently enacted after the shooting, or at least so that's the claim from Baldwin's attorneys. So they say basically it's an ex post facto. They're saying at the time of the shooting,
okay,
the law was X. And then after the fact, they passed a law which makes manslaughter, when a firearm is involved, a more serious offense, therefore a more serious penalty. But you can't hold him accountable for that. You can only prosecute him under the law that was on the books at the time of the shooting, okay, which seems to make sense.
I did not graduate my correspondence school for law studies.
You did not.
But it sort of seems to me that what they're trying to say is that they passed the law targeting him when, you know, wouldn't they have to go back and look at, because laws just don't go, we want to pass a law to where we're going to have a firearms enhancement. I'll say aye, and it just gets enacted that day. That's actually a process. And I don't know what it is in New Mexico, but I would imagine it's still a month or two or something like that. And then once
in my reading on the case.
Yeah.
In my reading, I haven't seen where this was enacted with him in mind. Maybe whoever sponsored the law and pushed it through the legislature did have him in mind, but I haven't seen that anywhere. All his attorneys are saying is, look, this law was not on the books. This enhancement law was not on the books at the time of the shooting.
Okay.
Therefore, he can't be held accountable for it. Or if he is found guilty, his penalty should not be enhanced because that was not the law.
Well, that's the one that has the 5-year prison sentence, right?
Yes. Yeah, and I don't know what it was prior to that. I don't know what it was at the time that the shooting occurred, what the possible, you know, I don't know if it was 1 to 3 or whatever it is. It's more serious now than it would have been, better right. than it was prior to that.
Well, I read it, when it was going before the grand jury, he was going to be charged either with one which did not have the firearm enhancement, or the one that had the firearm enhancement. The one with the firearm enhancement had a 5-year prison sentence, which I'm sure Alec Baldwin should not be forced to suffer, because he's Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. And again, look, I'm no fan of Alec Baldwin. It sounds like he was negligent. It sounds like a lot of people are negligent on the set. But if his attorneys are correct, and this I was not, that law was not on the books at the time, I have to agree. You know, nobody should be held accountable or judged under a law that was not the law of the state when the infraction took place. It ought to be, you know, no ex post facto law.
I fully agree with that, but the problem is, going to trial, all of his talking points about the gun just went off?
Yeah, that's all ludicrous. Nobody believes
and
that.
And I mean, you know what I would be asking if I was a prosecutor? I would be going, Mr. Baldwin, if the scene called for you to commit suicide by putting the gun to your head, would you have checked the gun prior to pulling the hammer back and sticking it to your head and pulling the trigger on it?
Very good question.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, of course, the FBI tested the gun, and they could not make it discharge without a trigger pull.
Yeah.
Literally could not. So the claim that he did not pull the trigger and the gun just went bang, I doubt that's going to fly in front of a jury.
That's not going to fly at all. So, I mean, all that nonsense. I mean, ever since Brandon Lee got shot, nowadays, when you see a shooting happening on screen, it's either a two-perspective shot where you're looking at the bad guy getting shot, you're looking at the good guy shooting him, or they're using angles in the same way they do a hand-to-hand combat thing. They're not really punching each other, unless, of course, you're in a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. But I digress. They do things with angles, and whatever they're doing, the aiming at somebody is supposed to be an illusion. It's not actually, you don't actually aim at people with anything. And I mean, like the chain of custody, the guys that handle the guns for John Wick, they have an armorer who has the gun in their custody. They then hand it to the wrangler, who they go through a complete check of the gun, a little protocol. Then the wrangler takes the gun, and they announce on the set that the prop gun is on the set. And then everybody huddles around the gun, and everybody agrees this gun is clear, this gun has no ammunition, it has none of this, none of that. And they have it, they do this every time they change the circumstance. If it's going to just be a gun on, you know, it's not being fired. If it's going to be a gun with, with blanks in it. So they do it. They do it in every iteration. With this one, they were just leaving the guns on the set and using them for target practice when they were off work. It was a real gun.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So
mixing movie loads with live ammunition is a recipe for disaster that they found out the hard way.
Yeah.
Just crazy, and no responsible armorer would ever allow that on the set.
Nope.
While they're there.
Nope. Coming up on the next break, and, this is the stuff, this is the latest things in the gun, and we go after Alec Baldwin because, well, Alec is such a low-hanging fruit and a target-rich environment. He's after you on a regular basis. You can find this at thetruthaboutguns.com. It is on the top of the page at the moment as we're talking about it right now, and give it a look. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We're beginning to see a different day in the political class, aren't we, Dan?
Well, yeah, you're starting to see a few rare birds in the Republican Party, politicians who actually apparently have spine and are willing to use their political power a little more forcefully to get what they want and to keep from happening things they don't want to happen. And we just saw that happen in Virginia, where they have split control of the Senate and the House. The Republicans control the House, and the Democrats run the Senate. And some legislation came up, some Republican backed legislation came up in the Senate, and a committee chairman refused to allow it to be heard in some committee. I don't even know what legislation it was. But they refused to allow witnesses to be heard in support of the legislation. So after that precedent was set, when the raft of gun control bills came up on the House side, which weren't expected to pass it anyway, it came up to a certain House subcommittee that's run by Delegate Nick, I think his pronounced it Freitas, who chairs the subcommittee, and he wasn't going to allow the Democrats to pitch their bills after the Democrats in the Senate trashed Republican bills on the other side. And he said, I know how this place works. If one House or maybe specifically one person decides they're not going to extend the same civility and courtesy to us that they expect, basically saying, look, tit for tat, you want to play this kind of thing? Two can play at the game. We're going to play a little political hardball. And Democrats were aghast because they had brought in a whole bunch of witnesses to speak in favor of these gun control bills. I'm sure there are plenty of red-shirted mommies there in the gallery. And one of the Democrats on the committee couldn't believe it. He said, this is a different body, and I think we should take the high road. In other words, I think you should capitulate. Never mind what my fellow Democrats are doing on the Senate side to kill Republican legislation. Well, let's not do that here to kill Democrat legislation. Well, Delegate Freitas wasn't having any of that. All the witnesses that had shown up to speak in favor of the gun control measures, weren't allowed to speak. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The idea, that's one thing we got to get past, I think, on the, all of the gun grabbers are absolutely as uncouth as they can be, and they get out there and they expect everybody just to sit back, and their idea of compromise is we're only going to take this and you get nothing.
Right.
Maybe Mr. Freitas could run for the president of the NRA or something. He could try to replace Wayne.
He clearly knows how the game is played.
Right.
He's willing to do it. There was an assault weapons ban bill that was coming up before the committee. There was there was a safe storage law in homes with kids with homes with minors in the home, and there was a bill to extend the ban on campus carry in Virginia, or to extend it to more locations on college campuses or whatever. And I'm sure the Democrats were looking forward to a great dog and pony show that was going to get all kinds of wonderful coverage from the local media, and then they could have stood up when those bills in the Republican-controlled House were going to die anyway.
Right.
Probably were going to be voted down in that committee, but it makes a great talking point, and the local media was going to give them all kinds of coverage as the Democrats moaned and groaned over the heartless Republicans who don't want gun safety. Instead, they didn't get any of that. And they have themselves, so they have their own party to blame for how they treated the GOP bill, whatever that was, on the Senate side.
Well, I mean, the gun grabbers, they always claim victory anyway. That if they propose gun control and it doesn't work, then it's like you said. And if they get anything like with Lucky Gunner, like we were talking about earlier, where they said, Lucky Gunner, you have to do a you have to prove their age before you can sell them insurance or sell them ammunition. I'm sorry. And they said, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And they already had it, so they were already compliant. And
yeah, they were doing it since 2019.
And it was a gigantic. This today we stood up for the people and for your right to be safe, which doesn't.
Exactly.
Should we get out there and actually tell the truth about that? That, you know, if
was our motivation running the story on Lucky Gunner.
Yeah.
Tell the truth about guns. Tell them that they really came away with nothing.
Yeah.
And they may be trumpeting this as some big historic win, but it isn't. They got nothing accomplished.
Well,
what
I'm saying is, should we fight this whole idea that you have a right, everybody has a right to life, what is it, the pursuit of happiness and all this other stuff, and to be safe from that. And at the same time, we exist in a world where the Supreme Court has told us that the police have no real duty to protect anybody individually. How does that comport with each other? And should we be getting out there saying, there are no rights to being safe. Rights are that kind of a right. That's something where you got to prepare for yourself. You got
to
get
options. It's not even a right to be safe. They say they have a right to feel safe.
Oh.
And the very knowledge that there are people around them with firearms makes them feel unsafe. There is no right to feel safe in the Constitution. And as you said, as the Supreme Court has affirmed a couple of times, the police have no obligation whatsoever to come to your aid. You are your own first responder. And that's, people are figuring that out increasingly in the past few years.
Unless they're in Times Square.
Yes, of course.
They have no right to be their own first responder. Yeah. Pay attention to the laminated sign held up with the zip ties. It's all very official. We know what we're doing. We're keeping you safe. We've made Times Square a safe place. Unless you're in front of the Shake Shack.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't go to Shake Shack.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I look at the world and I just wonder, I see what the politicians are doing on the left. I understand what they're doing on the left, right? I get it. I get what they're doing. And at the same time, what I don't get is that some people out there in the populace of the United States believe them. No matter how, isn't it sort of, it's like saying, maybe we should do like a National Geographic type thing where we catch an impala on the plains of Africa and take a chainsaw to their rack and let them go and go, look at them fondly and go, now that impala is safe from the lions. Couldn't we do that? Isn't it the same thing? Removing their only means of defense?
They're kidding themselves, of course. If you were to give them a lie detector test or give them some truth serum, they know they're kidding themselves. They know that these things do virtually nothing to make anyone safer. But it gives them talking points, it gives them press release fodder, and it helps them raise more money.
I don't know how much money. I wonder how much money they really raise. I think we should get up there and go, listen, Giffords Group, how many paying members do you have? Are you like the NRA?
They always quote the number of followers that
on,
they have
on Facebook. Or likes on
exactly.
Facebook.
But actually paying members, a tiny fraction.
Anyway, it's a debate that will go on for a long time. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thank you for having me, as always.
TheTruthAboutGuns.com. It is the place to go for the latest in the gun culture. Dan works every day unless he's in the air. And then he probably works whilst in the air. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.